Governor-elect Scott Walker says he'll put an end to a proposed high-speed rail project that would connect Milwaukee and Madison. He says it's a waste of taxpayers' dollars and would be expensive to maintain. Other states have said they're interested in using the over $800 million stimulus dollars allocated for the project if Wisconsin doesn't. John Parkin is president of the Wisconsin Association of Railroad Passengers, a group with over 500 members. He says if Walker doesn't change his mind, Wisconsin could never see another chance like this. Parkin says members of the Wisconsin Association of Railroad Passengers will continue to press lawmakers, like they have the last 30 years, on the importance of high-speed rail.
To get sanity into this, we'll certainly work on the Wisconsin legislature and remind them that the entire assembly is up for re-election in 2 years. Half of the Senate is. And that the governor can be given direction by the legislature, even though he's in for 4 years.
Despite Governor-elect Scott Walker's opposition to a high-speed train that would connect Milwaukee and Madison, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation has begun a study that could possibly pave the way for a high-speed rail route that would connect Milwaukee to the Twin Cities. Steve Reisom, Wisconsin Public Radio.